Michigan's attorney general is asking the state Supreme Court to strike a ruling that will allow some residents to sue for damages. These workers had been receiving unemployment checks when a computer error wrongly concluded that they should not have been getting payments. We're talking about a group of workers in the tens of thousands. Jennifer Lord is with the law firm Pitt, McGahee, Palmer & Rivers, and she's the lead attorney for this class action lawsuit against the state. Jennifer Lord, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Were you surprised to hear about the appeal?
I wasn't. We were expecting it. Our entire legal team had predicted this was going to happen. If you remember, this case was filed back in September of 2015, and all the state has done is delay, delay, delay. And this is the second time that they've asked the Michigan Supreme Court to step in on this. So for 5 years, these 40,000 people have continued to suffer, and the state has admitted that it was wrong. It was wrong 93% of the time. 1,100 people filed for bankruptcy. 350 people pled guilty to crimes that they didn't commit and that the state knew they didn't commit, and yet they're still trying to fight us on another legal technicality.
I'd like to play a little bit of audio that comes from a while back on the campaign trail. We're going to be listening to something that Dana Nessel said about this case when she was a candidate for Michigan Attorney General.
Clearly, the Unemployment Insurance Agency committed an egregious act, and it was terribly wrong and falsely, fraudulently accusing people of having committed a crime, and then improperly taking their money. I mean, if anybody else did that, we'd be charged, right? We'd be charged with a felony offense. But when your state does it, you know, somehow it's permissible. It's not.
That was Dana Nessel, then a candidate for Michigan Attorney General, speaking with Michigan Radio's Doug Tribou. Now Dana Nessel is the state's attorney general, and she's asking the state Supreme Court to say that damages are inappropriate. Jennifer Lord, did you know that Nessel was talking about this issue during the campaign?
I did, and I actually vividly remember that particular quote. And I remember it giving me hope, and I remember getting an uptick in calls from people who had been harmed saying that they wanted to support candidate Nessel because someone was finally listening. And it's been disappointing. It's not like they don't recognize the harm here. I mean, this was essentially a techno crime by the state against its own citizens. And remember, these were citizens that were some of our most vulnerable. They had just lost their job. They didn't know how they were going to pay for their next grocery bill or keep their lights on. And so justice is a bigger picture than just being able to take a legal position. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do it. And I think that it would restore a lot of confidence and a lot of faith in the Unemployment Insurance Agency for the officials to sit down with the legal team. We've been brainstorming for years now a potential plan about how to come up with some sort of compensation package. We don't want to penalize the taxpayers for the state's mistake. This is not going to penalize the taxpayers. The money that was stolen from these people went into a dedicated fund that is traced down to the penny. So the state knows exactly what it took and how much it took from whom. So this really should be a simple proposition where we can sit down, you know, agree on that number just by going through audited financial statements. It's out there. The information is public record and it's out there. And then there's got to be some recognition for the additional harms that these people suffered.
The basis for the appeal seems to be that there may be precedent from the court itself for compensating people if their rights under the state constitution were violated, but that the terms of such cases are pretty vague. Are you prepared to answer that claim in court?
Absolutely. Both the Michigan Court of Appeals in several cases, including our case, and the Michigan Supreme Court. And that's important to remember because we're now back in the Michigan Supreme Court for the second time in 5 years, has answered that question. And to boil that down to its essence, the question is, can a citizen get money from the state when the state violates their constitutional rights to not have their life, liberty, or property taken without due process? And from our perspective, that's a simple slam dunk yes. Of course, someone should be able to be compensated if their life, liberty, or property was taken from them.
Jennifer Lord, thank you for taking some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, April.
We reached out to Attorney General Dana Nessel's office, and a spokesperson sent us a statement that reads in part, "This appeal was necessary because Michigan has no case law on how or when a court can award money damages in a case where plaintiffs claim a violation of their due process rights. We certainly want to get this right. We want to pay an appropriate amount to those individuals who've truly been harmed." To read the full statement, you can go to michiganradio.org.